Psalm 37:3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Trust in the Lord and do good. Every election year, it seems like there are more people claiming that they're not going to vote. Why bother, they say. And as we've said in past years when discussing this issue, you should vote for the same reason that you do the right thing any other time. It's the right thing to do. We've quoted James 4:17 many times when discussing this, which says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." I'm one of those weirdos who still uses my blinker when I drive and I'm making a turn. Even when I don't think anyone is around, I use my blinker. And you know what? Just a few weeks ago, I had a close call. I was using my blinker, but even thought, no one's around to see this, but it's a good habit, so I turned my blinker on. But somehow a car had zoomed up on me and was right smack dab in my blind spot. Just as I started to move into the lane next to me, the car in the blind spot saw my blinker, saw my car move, and honked. I immediately corrected and remained in my lane, avoiding a possible collision. The other car zoomed on down the road, way above the speed limit, of course, and I was able to go on about my day not dying in a car wreck, or at the very least not having to deal with a police report, insurance companies, and all that it is involved in the weeks after something like that happens, all by just doing what is right, even when it didn't even seem to make sense to have to do it. That's the same reason I vote. It may seem like a waste of time sometimes. I voted once in a special election this year. I only had one thing to vote on, and it lost. Several times there have been only one or two or three items to vote on. But I voted because it's the right thing to do. And we're told this repeatedly in Scripture. Paul wrote this to believers in 2 Thessalonians 3:11 through 13. "For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing." Some people say, our votes don't even count, and for that reason they stop voting. But that's simply not true. In the 2020 election, there were places with more than 100% voter participation. Now, not only is 100% not realistic, but more than 100% is statistically impossible. It was cheating. But if more people had voted for the other guy, even that level of cheating wouldn't have done any good. And then there are state and local elections. Even if the presidential elections on the federal level are rigged, you still have a very real part to play in electing governors and senators and congressmen, both on the federal and state level, mayors, county commissioners, trustees, auditors, even dog catchers. We are repeatedly told to just keep doing what's right, even as we work to expose corruption and reform the systems we have to work with. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." It's the biblical principle to do what's right. Stop making excuses for ignoring God's word and just do the right thing. Obey laws so long as they don't force you to violate God's word. And do your part as a citizen of the God-ordained government we have in this country, according to Romans 13, 1-5. And remember the words of Romans 2, 6-11, where we are reminded of the Lord who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile, for there is no respect of persons with God. The Bible believer does what is right and votes.